Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Yeah, there's a couple lots in my neighborhood. If you're looking for one, you know, I like to fill those up.
Yeah, no, I would have to resist the urge because I am interested to see what the yard looks like after all this rain and the sun comes out. And I'm like, yeah, the fertilizer really worked, huh? What do you think?
Really just got to keep rubbing that in, man. The bag of fertilizer is still sitting in the garage.
Caveman Rob Oliva later on this morning. The show's called Kings of Pain. They get bitten, stung by the world's most dangerous animals and insects. Season two, that means he lived through season one, so I'm anxious to talk to this guy.
Yeah, I think it means he lived through the filming of season two, if we're talking to him.
Oh, that's true. That's obviously.
True. That is true.
That's good.
Yeah. I bet she's going to have you when they run out of things to get bit by.
I say, I think there's always something in some jungle on side of the world that they could find.
But they also have to do, well, like I said, this is stuff we're going to ask the guy. They also got to do some research because you can't be the first guy to try that insect.
No. Yeah, you need to it's not going to kill you.
It could have killed like eight islanders one weekend, and they go, well, we should not try that one. It actually kills people. You know.
Yeah, what's the weeding out process for if something's too much?
Good example.
Yeah. I think that's it.
Yeah.
If it kills you.
Yeah. The locals probably know what kills people at this point. I've never seen that before. I wouldn't try that one, you know?
Today is World Redhead Day.
Craig loves a redhead. I like a redhead, yeah.
So enjoy World Redhead Day.
Yeah, do that if you got a redhead. Fiery bush.
Okay.
Is that what you like in women? I read this post on the during a break on the Facebook post. It said it was one of those big things that said, "What do you find unattractive in women?" You know, and I started clicking on it. It's a 90,000 post on it basically, and there were some guys on there saying, too much makeup," and then you know, just stuff that they're asking. I mean, nobody's being really well. A couple guys have said a penis. Some guys are being funny, but some guys are just saying stuff when the women are on their phone too long. But then there was also women getting on there saying, "What are you trying to attract about men?" Well, I said, "Well, then that's a whole other thing.
That's a different question."
Right. So what do you,
entirely different question.
What I found unattractive about women is women getting on that post and saying, "What about men?" Yeah.
Start your own thread.
And by the way, from what I saw, I did not see hardcore stuff like you hear guy. I didn't see fat people. I didn't see any of that kind
nothing
of
nothing piggish.
No, it really wasn't. It was they're on the phone too much.
Mostly.
Right wing women. Yeah, that's very unattractive.
Legitimate things that you could say. Not attractive.
Kardashian wannabes. People that pump up their lips too much with the collagen. Obviously.
Okay, so there was some appearance stuff.
Yeah, but it wasn't like ones like ugly chicks. Nobody just wrote that. You know, I just don't like it when you're ugly.
Mostly, you know, unattractive behavior.
Right. Yeah. Penis was funny.
Yeah, and some of those if it's that type of stuff, Todd, it's appearance stuff that you've made a choice to do.
Right.
It's not something that just naturally happened.
Yeah, I literally thought there was gonna be a lot more piggish stuff on here.
Yeah, and too much makeup.
Okay.
That's legit.
And by the way, I know you women got a bunch. I get it. And you can share it, you know.
Attention seeking in the form of immodesty, revealing a large amount of skin. Is something else apparently on this list.
Really?
I don't mind.
I mean,
well, like, that lady that posted "What's wrong with men?" What about what's wrong with men? Were there just a bunch of arrows pointed to that? Like, yeah, this is unattractive.
Yeah. Well, there was a lot of women on there saying, like I said, there's 90,000 responses on this, so a lot of women were checking in. Well, what's wrong with men? I said, well, that's not the point. This was just asking guys.
Not the question.
What do you think is unattractive about? You know, we know what you think is unattractive about us.
That's a whole other discussion.
Yeah. The attention seeking with through immodesty, is that just the constant thirst trap photos on Instagram?
I guess so.
That might be it.
You should communicate respect and class, not attention seeking.
Right.
That way.
Yeah.
Dry skin, dramatic nails, nagging.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently can be unattractive.
Yeah.
From what I read here.
From what you read here.
Everybody check the clock before you respond to this one.
My wife's done school. She's sleeping in, man.
Yeah. Bad posture, apparently, is unattractive.
All right.
As is excessive perfume.
Okay.
I get that.
Yeah, I got called an ass yesterday because we were driving and it was all foggy and stuff outside.
Right.
And like it started fogging up in the car. My wife was like, "What are you breathing so heavy for?" And she was joking, but I was like, "That's not out of the realm of stuff I've been bitched at about." So I was like, "What, the breathing now?
Stop exhaling.
That's what it is, right?
Why are you breathing?
Stop exhaling water vapor.
You and your breathing."
Yeah. She's like, "I was kidding." And I'm like, "Oh, maybe these other ones been joking then?"
I don't necessarily get nagged, but I got golf tee shamed the other day.
Golf tee shamed.
Because that's one of those items that costs way more than it should.
Yeah.
Golf tees? About 100 golf tees for like $7 the other day.
Well, that's $7.
A couple weeks ago.
And that's not any money.
Burned through them in about 3 or 4 days.
Of course
because you burn through golf tees.
Yeah, $7.
I'm used to
you got $7. I know what you make.
Yeah, but it shouldn't cost $7 for little pieces of wood.
Well, if there's 100 of them.
And I took for granted, when I had the 9-hole country club, they just had the tees out there. You grab a handful and put them in your pocket. Never paid for tees.
You were all hoity-toity, that's why.
It was the 9-hole country club. Yeah. And they felt you deserved tees. Yeah. So I got sick of buying tees, and I bought a bag of 1,000 for like $20.
Okay.
So you're good for a month.
Saved some money.
And you got yelled at for spending $20 of your own money?
You get a lot of tees. Well, I go through a lot of tees.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right,
you missed the ball a lot.
Bitching at you.
And hit the tee.
You hit the tee.
Yeah.
And you break it.
Right.
Because I don't like those plastic ones. They scuff up your club. And then you go through 20, 30 of them while you're on at the range.
You got a first world problem.
I like
here,
to warm up a little bit.
Clubs are expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Got to treat them right.
Ball golf is expensive. I saw an ad for a freaking club that was one club for $400. I'm sure they're $700 easily.
You still got to hit it.
No, you'll pay about $400 for a driver.
Yeah,
that's
good driver.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. You still got to hit it, you know.
That's the only thing holding me back from being on the tour is having better clubs.
Yeah.
Decent set irons probably cost you close to $1,000.
Holy cow.
Putter.
Disc golf.
You could pay $300 for a putter if you want to.
But how much is a good disc? Like a good
$20.
And then you got a guys out there that are carrying 30 of them.
And you don't need any tees for it.
No.
So you got $500-$600 worth of frisbee gear.
I don't.
Or disc golf gear. Some guys do.
And then the cool backpack to go into it.
Backpack.
Yeah.
And then a bag of weed that costs you a good amount.
That's right.
But you already have that.
Yeah, bring all that stuff to the next time.
But we're counting that as an expense.
If you wanted to. Fully equip yourself with the best stuff. Could you spend $1,000?
I'm not aware
disc
of
golf
it.
Gear?
If you buy enough discs, but those things are just what you accumulate over the years.
And how many would you normally carry around?
I carry around about 7, and I've accumulated those over several years.
And if it's a tournament, is there a rule?
Not aware of there being
a
limit.
You can only have 14 clubs in a tournament.
Right. I'm not aware of there being a limit in golf.
Do you have to wear special slacks?
No.
No, that's when you can't play. It's jeans only.
Or shorts.
Yeah, it's just jeans, basically. Guys smoking weed, which is a great time.
And if you come in a collared shirt, you're out, too. It's got to be a T-shirt.
Right.
Yeah, you're ostracized.
Or a hoodie.
I can't find this.
I'm going to have to go to the driving range if I want to golf at this thing we have coming up.
Yeah.
I haven't golfed in forever, and we went to this Top Golf, and there were, like, I don't know, 2 decent shots.
Apparently, I have to
just write in Craig's cart. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Apparently, some of the other things that men find unattractive in women is profanity, using vulgar language.
That doesn't bother me, obviously.
I find that attractive.
Yeah, my wife swears. I like it, actually.
Overly styled hair.
Is done right.
Now, this is part of this list poor hygiene, you'd mentioned that.
Yeah, well, poor hygiene. Oh, sure. Yeah, hello. That's anybody.
Chapped lips. Tanning, apparently, unless it's a natural glow.
Yeah.
Teen spirit.
What's that mean?
You're not in high school anymore.
Okay, well, stop dating.
Nobody wants to go out with a woman and feel like he's babysitting her.
That was
own up to your own actions and decisions.
Deodorant, isn't it? Or was it one time? And the inspiration for a Nirvana song.
Being phony, men can tell when you're stretching the truth. Unintelligence.
That's called lying, by the way.
Men like to feel challenged. No, they don't. No.
Just picturing women that has all of these characteristics.
If you're with somebody long term.
Having smart and educated conversations will make him crazy for you.
Well, so will dumb chicks make you crazy for him too, you know.
Bad manners, acne, vanity, looking at yourself in a mirror, or every mirror, thick eyebrows, and damaged strands.
What?
Your hair.
That's pretty picky.
Yeah, it is real picky, man.
You got split ends. I can't date you.
Right.
That's a guy looking for reasons not to commit.
We don't like men either.
Yeah. What about men?
Shut your own list.
Men are horrible. Men are hard. Figure out why you.
Why
one thing you like about us.
Why do you snuggle up against us, man?
Yeah.
We're nasty.
Completely different list.
Probably longer.
What is your problem? Why do you put up with any of this crap?
We're nasty.
Yeah. Do you want to start with the list of what's wrong with me? Or men in general?
So you think the physical would be enough to be deal breakers for all of it?
Oh, yeah.
Let alone the emotional, mental problems.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
So I saw an article out of Australia where scientists are trying to help boost numbers of this native marsupial. That is, they're losing numbers and they don't want it to be eradicated and whatnot. And, you know, we don't care so much about that. But the interesting part to me, and I had to read pretty far into this to find something interesting, is that the male northern quoll, Quoll, has a short lifespan in the wild. Males live about a year. Females live between 1 and 3 years.
Of course they do.
Now then, here's the thing. The males are so keen to go and find mates that they basically run themselves to death in their first breeding season. For sex.
We all do that.
They're super horny.
That's why they only live for a year, because they run themselves to death.
A 17-year-old kid will run himself to death. Right.
Dude, calm down. You can see three mating seasons.
I hope they get laid. And then they get laid and they start running.
I don't know how
it works. They kind of spreading the seed, basically.
I don't know how much of it actually gets done.
Right. They have to be getting laid if there's more of them being populated.
Right, exactly.
Well, they're dropping off. See, that's why they're trying to save them. That was the point. Well,
what do they do? How do you make a marsupial less horny?
Well, Bush? That's not what.
And did you think you were going to say that sentence?
That's actually not what the problem is. There's other, you know, things that they eat that are bad for them, you know, that are in the environment and blah, you know, predators and whatnot.
Helicopter.
Yeah.
The helicopter. That's their mating dance.
That's their mating dance. It's just a lot. Marsupial helicopter.
The peacocks have all the feathers.
Harry Styles setting a new record for the biggest vinyl sales week in the nation since 1991.
Really?
You know, yeah. I don't really know a lot. I mean, like, my daughter loves Harry Styles, but she doesn't have vinyl.
And so who's
buying vinyl for Harry
buying
Styles?
Not Sudeikis.
Yeah.
No idea.
Oh, it doesn't mention?
No. That was the, you know, that was as things were dying down.
Sure. Yeah, because the CD came around.
Right.
Mid, late 80s.
Yeah. Yeah. Harry's House, the new album, sold more than 146,000 copies in just 3 days. The lead single also debuted at number one on the Billboard Top 100, became the most streamed song in 24 hours on Spotify.
Ladies love Harry.
Oh,
man.
They do.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, according to Myron, there is no limit on discs in a golf tournament.
I didn't think so.
Yeah, because you might dunk your sand wedge. Right. You know, you're throwing something and it goes in the water.
Exactly.
Or usually a club won't go in the water.
Well, you throw them in the water, though. I mean,
but that's intentional. Usually, it doesn't slip out of your hand and go into the water. And I don't know what the rule would be in that case.
I think people break their clubs accidentally on tour and they can't replace them, can they?
Yeah, no, you're right.
Not during that round.
No, I think the rule is
round.
If you intentionally break it, because if you swing the club and the head just comes off from hitting the golf ball,
you can replace it.
I think you're allowed to replace it.
Okay, wouldn't surprise me if the PGA says no, we're dicks and you can't replace that club.
No, I think I saw it happen once here recently, and the commentator said he gets to replace that because he was swinging it as you would.
Right, he wasn't beating it on the ground.
Right.
He said wood.
He didn't snap it over his knee or something in frustration.
He didn't Bo Jackson over top of his baseball helmet.
Right.
I just saw that video again the other day.
Yeah. Was that
such
over his
a
helmet?
Stud.
That's porn for you. It was over his helmet, one of them.
He did one over his knee.
And he did over top of his helmet, just bent it down.
Oh, that was insanely strong.
Yep. That is so strong.
Crown of your head would hurt.
No, he had a helmet on. The batting helmet.
Still.
I know, but still, he pushed it down. He's busted. Right?
Bo Jackson.
He's Bo Jackson, man.
Well, I saw a guy do that the other day on some baseball game. But if you look, the bat had already started to crack.
Oh, yeah.
So he just was finishing it off.
Right, yeah. It's still tough, though.
Oh, yeah. I would still be limping from breaking it over my knee like that.
Nick finishes off when he sees Bo Jackson break that bat.
Sure.
Yeah, that's what he does, man. He finishes off.
It's unfortunate that he struck out, but it's nice that the bat's broken.
He even puts on a show when he strikes out.
So I see that in the USFL, the rebooted USFL, CEO of Fox, Lachlan Murdoch, says that Fox plans to continue building up small local teams and then sell the franchises to local owners in 5 to 7 years' time. That's what they're hoping to do.
Are they going to move to the cities they have now next year?
Well, I don't know how that works.
You would hope.
You'd have to go. They got to go next year somewhere. Because Birmingham's going to go, right. Really?
You can't designate a team Pittsburgh.
I know.
And then stay in Birmingham every day.
It's
dumb.
There's got to be some local owners. They wouldn't let you use the name, I would think.
They're all Birmingham teams. Right.
Out of Brazil. Is that how you say that?
Brazil?
Brazil.
Ah, there you go.
Brazil, if you're American.
Brazil. Viva Brazil.
9-year-old boy went to the restroom during a soccer match at his school. And he was met by a jaguar that had somehow found its way into one of the cubicles.
So you look over at it and it was like Galifianakis all drunk and pissing, looking over.
Yes, the 9-year-old drunk kid.
Yeah, he was wasted.
He saw a jaguar in the bathroom.
The 9-year-old drunken David Miguel, or David Miguel, told
local media. Full Donald Duck in it, too, Galifianakis was there.
Yeah. Told local media that he was trembling like jelly. It went grr, and my heart almost stopped. David's dad said he thought it was, the kid ran out and told him, he thought it was going to be an ocelot, maybe a wild dog or something else. He went in and said the moment he saw the animal that size, he ran back out. The animal was a young female, unharmed by the tranquilizer and the subsequent release into its natural habitat. Nevertheless, walking into the bathroom and seeing a jaguar sitting there waiting for you at the cubicle.
Right.
It'd be terrifying.
Right.
It'd be absolutely terrifying. The jaguar is the largest big cat to be found in the wild on the South American continent.
I just posted a link here. You can see.
Take away my jaguar.
There's a picture of the jaguar standing there in the stall.
Yep. A growling jaguar.
Yeah.
That would suck. There's nothing worse than crapping your pants that close to a toilet.
Yeah, I've done that.
A lot of people have.
That's,
yeah.
That's where I usually crap my pants.
You're so close.
I'm so close. Yeah. I could squirt. Ah.
For the record, Jaguars or Jaguars, depending on where you're from.
No, it's just Jaguars.
Rarely attack humans. The first official record of a Jaguar or Jaguar killing a human in Brazil dates to June of 08.
The Jacksonville Jaguars.
No, they're Jaguars.
They don't use the Nittany Lion.
No, I had that in here. I took it out the other day for some reason.
Oh,
I
think, the Panthers do. Carolina Panthers.
They use that too.
Yeah. Is it Jaguar, Jaguar, or Jaguar?
It's not Jaguar. It's not. Nobody pronounces it that way. I heard it's
the English pronounce it that way.
Yeah, well, they don't.
I've heard it pronounced that way and Jaguar, not Jaguar. Jaguar.
I've heard Jaguar, and I just want to strangle somebody.
Yeah.
It's the Jaguars.
Jaguar.
I don't
the one
really
you said, the
care.
Middle one.
Who?
Jaguar.
That's it.
Yeah. Jaguar.
Jaguar is wrong.
That's the name. Yeah. That's the name.
Good. Glad we settled that.
Yeah, we did.
Well, at least it's not a Bronco.
Yeah. You hate the Broncos, don't you?
Well, I thought about it because they play that neighing horse.
Oh, that's right.
Anything's better than that sound.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you guys do a racist chant, though.
Well, I guess maybe not in every.
Yeah, maybe don't wade into this conversation.
But at least the crowd doesn't chant incomplete after every missed pass.
Yeah.
That gets old.
They don't do it for their home team, do they?
No, they don't. I wish they would, just to break it up. It's annoying.
Nobody else airballed to the home guys either. Butler missed a couple airballs last night.
Oh,
Airball threes, and just quiet. I'm thinking,
come on.
Hey, you got to make – and he sucked last night, too. I'm thinking, hey, dudes, you got to yell at your own guy.
Yell at your own, man.
Gotta say something. Yeah. Or at least like an
Oh, you suck. He sucks.
Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.